The Squeak of the Sneakers, the Swish of the Nets, Bounce of the Ball, and Amped Up Crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMZA.
Time for the boys' game after the Frankfort girls won in dominating fashion 44-25. Frankfort still looking for their first PBL win. They are 0-11, 2-16 on the regular season. As for Washington County, they are 2-10 in PBL play, 5-14 overall. The Tigers have lost three games in a row and have now lost 9 of the last 10 games since their opening round win over Lynn in a PBL tournament on January the 14th. And for them, it's their last chance. It's their final game of the regular season. As for Frankfort, they are currently on a 6-game losing streak, with their last game being a win in the consolation game versus Dunford West, the TBL tournament. And after tonight, they only have one more chance, and that's next Monday at Lynn. Taking a look at some players to watch for tonight. For Washington County, it's Jade Notot leading the way in scoring with 8.9 points per game and 3.3 boards, as well as two steals a game as well. Peyton LeDuc has 7.9 points per game and 4.3 boards, leads teams in rebounding, also in assists as well, with 2.7 per game. And Austin Wirtz, the third leading scorer at 7.4 points per game. As for Frankfort, Wes Anderson leads the team in scoring with 14.9 points per game, 35% shooting on the season, 31% from beyond the arc, and how about 86.4% from the free throw line? Love to see that. Ty Smith is second in scoring at 9.1 points per game, 36% from the floor and 27% from beyond the arc. Lane Loizo is the big fella in the middle, the sophomore, averaging 6.6 points per game. His career just getting started. He's going to be a fantastic player in the future. 5.4 rebounds per game and shooting 42% from the floor and 72% from the free throw line as well. Carter Olson is fourth on the team in scoring at 6.3 points per game and 3.6 rebounds per game, and 38.9% shooting. This team shoots very efficiently. They shoot 36% of the team and 28% from beyond the arc. Just sometimes they turn over the ball too much, and their shot selection and opportunities are usually not great. As a result, they average just 45.5 points per game, giving up 57 points per game, and their defense has also been a big issue as well. This team does shoot not great as a team from the foul line, but they do have a couple of good players that can shoot well from the foul line. But besides those four guys for Frankfort, nobody else has more than 3 points per game. So that is your scoring right there, those four guys. And that's another issue, lack of depth in terms of scoring for the Wildcats this season. Taking a look at the Washington County sub-state standings, Clifton Clyde is currently the number one seed, 17-2, but they are just a half game up on Osborne, who is 16-2. So pretty similar to those two teams at the top of the girls as well. Blue Valley is currently third at 15-3. And then a gap between 3 and 4 is Lakeside Downs as the 4 at 10-9. A gap between 4 and 5 with Rock Hills at 8-10. Another gap as Washington County is locked in at 5-14 at the 6th. And Frankfort locked in at 7-2-16. So these two teams are locked in at their seats, just finding out whether Frankfort will be playing against Osborne or Blue Valley. Same thing can be said about Washington County as well. But they'll be on the road. These teams would rather be playing at Osborne or at Blue Valley. Well, I guess Clifton Clyde can be thrown in there as well. Clifton Clyde can fall to 2. They can't fall to 3, though. And between some of those other games going on, Osborne is at Shays tonight. Clifton Clyde is hosting Centralia. And the Rock Hills is at Thunder Ridge. And Lakeside Downs is hosting Natoma. Take a look at our starters now for both teams. First for Washington County, the visitors. Number 2, a junior, and sitting at 6 foot, it's Austin Wirtz. Next up is number 3, a 5'6 senior, Brett Berman. Number 14, a 5'7 senior, Jade Notot. Number 23, a 6 foot junior, Carson Kern. And number 34, a 5'10 senior, Peyton LeDuc. And as for the home team, Frankfort boys, they got some seniors in there tonight here on Senior Night. First up is number 4, a 5'10 freshman, Wes Anderson, as mentioned, averaging 15 points a game. Number 10, a 5'11 sophomore, Ty Smith. Number 23, a 6'2 sophomore, Lane Loizo. Number 45, a 5'9 senior, Devin Helmerich. And number 52, a 6'4 senior, Xander Hole. going to step aside for a quick break, and we'll come back with tip-off as we have our national anthem coming up next. And once again, before we go to a break here, let's say our starters again one more time. So for Washington County, it's Wirtz, Berman, Otak, Kern, and Leduc. And for Frankfurt, it's Anderson, Smith, Loizzo, Helmrichs, and Holm. Frankfurt is head coached by Ben Steinlogge, and Washington County is head coached by Robert Smith. All right, now let's throw it to a break here on your Game of the Week at 92.1 KMZA.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This winter, use your time inside your home to remodel a room. Let Suther Building Supply in Seneca show you their vast selection of interior improvement supplies. They have the flooring choices and trim to take that old room and turn it into something very special. Their Valspar paint can easily change the look and feel of a room too. So why wait? Head into Suther Building Supply in Seneca and see their displays of all the products to help give you the ideas to turn that old room into a special place. That's Suther Building Supply in Seneca.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Gansaland Radio.
Frankfurt and Washington County about to tip off here from Frankfurt. These two teams towards the bottom of the TVL standings and the Washington County sub-state standings as well. Just trying to get some momentum, maybe win a game or two in the sub-state tournament. It's been a rough slate for both these two teams, and we are underway in a tip-off. Kind of was a double pump, and then we're going to redo it again, kind of. It's like, oh, we have the substitution for the seniors. Let them into the game. So Hull will come into the game. So once again, the starters for Frankfurt are Anderson, Smith, Loizzo, Helmrichs, and Hull. Here we go. We're underway. Smith, back to the corner to Anderson. He'll get it right back. Signals for a Hull to cut through. Butter Earlson just checked into the game in for Helmrichs. Anderson working corner to corner, fires away the three near side, and it is good. Anderson shooting 31% from out there, and he gets the Wildcats on the board first. 2-3 zone for the Wildcats against Washington County's offense. Leduc gives it up. Otak gives it up into the corner. Kern, right back to Otak. Wirtz gives it to Berman in the post, far side. Leduc goes to work, shot off the glass, and good. He's paying Leduc, the 5'10 senior, gets on the board first for Washington County. And it's 3-2, 1 minute gone. Near side corner, Anderson gives it right back. High post, Hull kicks it out, far side. Driving baseline is Smith. No retreat. Anderson will try one from the far side corner. That one is good! Oh my goodness! Just a quick trigger from the freshman, And quickly up 6-2. How about that shot? That was impressive. Blow by for Wirtz, but he passes into the corner for Berman, who brings it to the top of the key. Ivo Sketch, Leduc. One dribble, kick into the corner. Wirtz fives for three. Far side, that one's no good. They can't respond. Rebound for the big fella, the senior. Sending it 6'4", Xander Hull. Fantastic lineman on their football team. He'll make the catch high post. Nice low post to Loizzo, and he'll lay it in. And don't get Lane Loizzo hot, this dude. I'll tell you what, he is a fantastic ball player. He can do it well on both sides of the floor. Again, just a sophomore, Lane Loizzo, super athletic. He's a wide receiver on the football team. Far side corner catch, Wirtz to Berman, near side, dribbling towards the wing. And he'll give it up. Three ball on the way for Carson Kern, too strong. Long rebound comes all the way out to him, 30 feet away from the basket. The Tigers get a second chance, down 8-2. Here's side corner catch. Inside to Leduc, backing down Hole. Lays a shoulder into him, shot no good. And Hole with a block of Kern, but Kern is fouled. He'll get some free throws. That foul will be against Xander Hole. Even if it's clean, usually a block from behind usually results in a foul. That one is good. And Hole will now exit. And checking in is Fred Rosequist, the 6'1 freshman. Eight to three, our score. 5:36 left to go, first quarter. Second one up for Kern. No good off the right side. And Rosequist falls down the board. Excuse me, Olsen falls down the board. Anderson near side corner, lobs it into Loizzo. Kicks it out as he's triple team. Smith for three off the right side, no good. And a rebound hauled in by Otah. He'll push on the far side, in the far side corner. Wirtz. He's given a lane. He'll drive, pull up, jumper good from 8 feet out. Timeout called by Coach Smith. Wirtz saw his opportunity and knocked down the open jumper. It's 8-5. It'll be a 30-second timeout, so we'll take it with him. Here in your game of the week at 92.1 KMZA.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
KMZA.
8-5, opening quarter, 5:12 to go. Frankfurt leading at home. 6 points already for Wes Anderson, knocking down a couple of threes from opposite corners. And they get the ball out of the break as Smith brings it up. He'll give it up briefly to Carter Olsen. It gives it to Anderson. He'll try another three, and this is missing everything too strong. Trying to get lucky is Otot pushing the ball up. Kern from the corner is back to Otot. Their side wing goes to Berman. 5'6" senior dribbles towards the middle of the floor, towards the Frankfurt Wildcats logo at midcourt. Now the far side wing works, gives it to Kern. Now your side to Berman. Hypo sketch. Leduc goes to work. Right back down the freshman Anderson, and now he'll retreat to the corner. Wing to wing pass. Now Berman gets it right back in the corner for Kern. Pass for Leduc is tipped and intercepted. And a steal will be credited to Fred Rosequist, freshman. Olsen almost double dribbled it looked like. It was in between dribbles. He almost put his left hand on the ball with his right, and now we have an official timeout. And we have, what do we have here? What's going on? Not quite sure why the play was stopped, but either way allows for a couple substitutions. That'll allow Octavian Cardenas to check in, as well as Monty Huckett. Cardina is a 5'10 sophomore. Huckett, a 6'1 sophomore. Also, Anderson is going to get a quick breather. And in for the first time is Porter Colvin. Olsen gives it to Colvin. One dribble. Gives it up. Far side corner. Nice move by Loizzo. Can't get a shot off. He'll give it up. Smith to Colvin for three. Off the right side, missing everything. No good. Actually, going to graze the backboard. Otot looking to push to the far side corner with Huckett. Huckett drives baseline on Loizzo. He's bumped. Hand check, says the official. And that will be Loizzo's first in team foul number two. Lob in to Wirtz, we're back underway. Otot drives and kicks out to Wirtz for three. That one rattles home. Austin Wirtz, the 6 foot junior guard, now is five, and we are tied 8-8. Smith drives baseline. He stops, he'll retreat to the corner. Cross court pass intercepted by Otot. Not quite sure who that was to. Might have been for Golden, who was way short of the mark. Driving all the way to the basket and lays it in. Nice take by the 5'7 senior in Washington County, now up 10-8. 3.5 left to go. First quarter timeout called by Coach Steinlogge. We'll take a 30-second break here at 92.1 KMZA.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me. That's not a selfie. I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasasa checking account. So, a check selfie?
A selfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasasa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasasa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Land Radio.
10-8 is our score with 3.5 left to go in the first quarter. Washington County just taking the lead thanks to a 2-point basket from Jade Notox. Slashed right to the paint. Frankfurt unable to stop him. Now a chance to tie or take the lead right back for Frankfurt. Anderson makes the catch in the far side corner, gives it up to Olsen. Now Smith on the top of the key. Dribbles towards the near side to the near side corner for Anderson. Now he'll give it right back to Smith and right back to Anderson. Nice close out in the corner from Cardenas. Back to Olsen, far side wing. Anderson goes to the far side corner. Again, thinking about that three. Lob inside. Rosequist right back out to Anderson. Contested three. That one short. Nice rebound to Wiseau. From the near side short corner, kicks up to Smith. I'll try again with 2:50 remaining in the quarter. Anderson right back to Olsen. Now to Smith. Washington County have been rotating well here on this defensive possession. Anderson from the near side corner to the far side wing to Olsen. Smith back to Anderson. Dribbles towards the wing, back to Smith. From the top of the key. You know, long possession here. Not playing much ball pressure, but not doing a good job of closing out as soon as catches are made. Olsen jabs at middle, goes to his right. Now gives up his dribble. High post catch Loizzo. On dribble, shot up. He's fouled from behind. And he'll get a couple free throws as the shot is off the backboard. That one's going to go against Wirtz, his first. And that is their first team foul as well with 2:17 to go, first quarter. First free throw rattles out. Colvin back in the game for Frankfurt. And Berman and Huckett back in the game for Washington County. Second free throw is no good as well. Left it short. Rebound for Ledoux. Brings up himself. Short corner. Catch and shot. Kern wide open and knocks it home. 15-footer. Carson Kern, the 6-foot junior, now has three. It's 12-8 Washington County. High post catch Loizzo. Far side corner. Anderson has closed out. High post catch Loizzo. And on top of the key, Smith. Back to Golden. Smith. Anderson. Near side now. Back to Smith. Top of the key. Anderson dribbles towards the wing. Nice pass to Loizzo again. Kicked out. Colvin's going to try and open three. Got it. Their third three-pointer of the quarter. And they brought it back within one. It's 12-11. Top of the key. Kern gives it to Brett Berman, the 5'6 senior guard. Lob inside to Huckett. His pass out. Partially deflected. Almost stolen away. They get possession back. Kern three, no good. Near side corner. Holded by Rosequist. Anderson looking to push. Gives it to Colvin. Top of the key. Dribbles to his right. Near side wing. Smith. Cross court pass. Anderson far side corner. 58 seconds left. Here in quarter number one. Frankfurt down by one. Back to Anderson. Trying to lob it into Rosequist. Or Loizzo working the pace. Not able to find them. Smith, three ball. That one is good. Just to the left at the top of the key. And Smith with a fourth three ball of the quarter to go up 14-11. Now a foul on the dribble drive from Huckett against Frankfurt. That one's going to go against Anderson. That's his first. Trent Harden coming into the game for the first time tonight. And so is... Nope, that's Ty Smith coming back in the game. Apologize. Inbound. Back underway. Tigers, 32 seconds left. Off the dribble, three ball for Wirtz. That one rattles out around the rim and popping out of there. Friendly roll for the Wildcats. Now they look to push. Colvin, near side wing, top of the key catch. Olsen, far side for Smith. Right back to Olsen. 17 seconds. See if they go for the final shot. Olsen looking inside. Can't find anything. That's hands by Cardenas. They'll swap that one out of bounds. It'll stay with the Wildcats with 9.5 seconds left. 14-12 Wildcats. Here's the inbound. A three ball on the catch by Smith. Left it short. Rebound Cardenas. They're going to push. 7 seconds. Driving all the way in the lane. Shot up off the glass. Is short. 5 seconds. Rebound Frankfurt. Smith with 3 seconds across that court. 2 seconds. Three on the runner. Solid! That was a three on the run. His feet landed inside the three-point line, but it's where your feet released, and it goes in. What a quarter of offense. 5 three-pointers. And it's 17 as well. We'll go to the break. We'll come back in 60 seconds to your 92.1 KMCA.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Don't we all wish it was sunny and 70 degrees outside? Good news, this is the Midwest, and while it probably won't be tomorrow, those days aren't far off, and neither is planting season. Reviewing machinery insurance values before it comes out of the shed is easier than during claim time. We work with several different companies to offer options tailored to your individual operation. Give us a call, and one of our many knowledgeable farm agents would be happy to come out and help.
SBX Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
FM, KMZA.
On to quarter number two. Frankfurt leading at home 17-12. Here's a layup no good for Cardenas on their first possession for Washington County. And Frankfurt with the rebound. Near side corner. Lob inside for Loaiza. Goes to work on Cardenas. Backs it down and lays it in. Need to get him going. He has two. He has two field goal makes. He has 4 points. And it's 19-12. 6 points apiece for Wes Anderson. Tyler Smith knocking down a pair of threes, including a runner three-pointer by Ty Smith at the buzzer. Cardenas with a catch, trying to back down. Anderson kicks it out, three ball for Wirtz. That one a little too strong. Rebound the Wiseau. Wirtz with 5 points leads Washington County in scoring. 3 points for Carson Kern as well. Three ball for Anderson. That one no good for the near side wing. Called in by Berman of the Washington County Tigers. Nice head fake by Leduc. Doesn't bite. The Wiseau doesn't bite, however. Berman dribbles. Bounce pass off the foot of Anderson. They'll stay with the Tigers. Those are joining us. 5 three-pointers made by Frankfurt in that quarter. Stuff flying and falling from everywhere. Just 1 2-point field goal in that first quarter. It's been a fun game so far. It's 1 minute gone in the second quarter already. Oshot goes to the corner with Kern. Now for Wirtz. Jab step fake. Right goes to his left. Now hands it off Leduc. Nice backdoor cut for Kern. And lays it up and in. Nobody saw him coming. Sneak the backside. He now ties Wirtz for the team lead of 5 points apiece. It's now 19-14. Frankfurt now trying to respond. Here's the pass. Too high for Anderson. Able to save from going out of bounds, though. Just barely. Near half court as well. Anderson dribbling to his right. Passes that way to Olsen. Now the far side short corner. Going middle. In trouble is Harden, trying to get it out of there. Double team, now he lobs up top for Anderson. Lucky for them, there's no shot clock, of course. 6:07 left to go, second quarter. Smith makes a catch in the corner near side, pass to the far side wing for Olsen. Jab step, gets up to Anderson. He'll try a long three, that one a little bit short. about 3 feet from beyond the arc, and now a push on Harden on the rebound. That'll be team foul number four in his first personal. Now a chance for the Tigers to get a one possession deficit if they can make a basket here. Harden will come out, and Rosequist back in the game for the Wildcats. The 6'1 freshman. LeDuc dribbles to his right, gets screened by Kern, now goes the other way. Into the corner near side, nice pass to Otot for three. A little too strong though. Nice one-handed rebound by Wirtz. Underneath the basket, in trouble, hands it off to Otot. Goes to work from the block. Almost lost it, but able to get it out of there to Berman. Nice cut in the paint for Otot. Shut up, no good off the glass. And out of bounds off of Washington County is the call. 5:26 left to go in the second quarter. Missed opportunity there for the Tigers. Had a couple good looks at it. A three in the corner by Otot and a jumper as well in the paint. Wildcats chance to extend their lead once again. Corner catch from Ty Smith. Out of Olsen. Pass fake right back to Smith as his pass is deflected out of bounds by Austin Wirtz. Stands by the 6 foot junior. Smith the inbounder, back underway. 5:10 to go, second quarter. Olsen gives it up to Anderson, far side wing. Pass is again deflected. This time by Otot off the official, so it stays in play. It was going out of bounds. And lobbing it up inside. Nice pass for LeWise, though, and he lays it up in hand. Beautiful look from Carter Olsen. I don't know how he threaded the needle to get that pass in there. And LeWise takes care of business in the paint. He has six. Far side wing catch. Otot drives baseline. Pass to Olsen. Offensive foul! That wasn't even intentional. Olsen tripped, and he fell, but he lowered his shoulder into him, so he got the call. So Otot picks up the offensive foul. That is his second. And the bench, and head coach Ben Steinlogi fired up after that play. Love to see that. 4:44 left to go, second quarter. Wildcats up 21-14. Anderson brings the ball up, dribbles to the wing, now gives up to Smith. Top of the key, dribbles with his left, gives up his dribble. The Wiseau bounce pass to Olsen. Far side wing. High post catch to the Wiseau. Shut up. And in again. Lane the Wiseau. When he's on a roll, he is tough to stop. He has 8-6 here in the quarter. And it's 23-14. Here's Huckett. Top of the key catch. Otot. Into the corner near side. LeDuc. On the Wiseau. Pass to cutting Huckett in the middle of the paint. Rejected out of there by the Wiseau. Gets it out to Kern. And he's bumped on the floor by Rosequist. Fantastic defense from the Wildcats up until that point as Rosequist picks up his first personal. Team foul number five. 4:07 left. Second quarter, 23-14 Wildcats. Winning at home against the Tigers of Washington County. Cutter in the corner, works. Three off the catch. It's good. Beautiful screen by Peyton LeDuc to get him open near side corner. And works now with eight. Nice response. Possession, or another two possession lead now. Back out of the reach of Smith. Miscommunication almost went to backcourt, but Loizzo saves it. Can't maintain possession. Near side corner, Smith with it. Huckett with a hand in his face, so he dribbles out of there. Loizzo. Now to Anderson, near side wing. Works on Wirtz. Fantastic defender for Washington County. Pass fake, Olsen has the room to drive. After the pass fake, tip up and in. It's no good for Loizzo, but he's fouled, and he'll get two free throws coming up. Loizzo, a 72% free throw shooter, very good for a post. Especially when the free throw percentages across the league are so low. First free throw on the way is good for the sophomore forward. Porter Colvin back in the game. He'll come in for Carter Olsen. Second one's on the way, and it is good as well. So the YSO first player to 10 points, 8 here in the first quarter, the second quarter. It's 25-17, 3:20 to go. Huckett, pass fake to nobody on the near side wing. He'll give it up to Berman. Berman to Kern, hands it off to LeDuc. From the top of the key, dribbles to his right, towards the wing, lobs it up to Otot working the post. He just tips it out of there to Berman. Berman working the corner, lobs up to LeDuc near half court. Now 3 minutes left. Crossover dribble. LeDuc, stop near side elbow, kicks it out near side wing to Berman. Top of the key to Kern, now far side for Huckett. Crossover dribble, working on Colvin. to the short corner. Nice head fake. Otot on the handoff. Picked out. Ledoux. Nice close-up on the Wiseau. Step back three on the way. No good. A little bit short. Beautiful defense by Frankfurt. And a save by Colvin, but it goes right to Kern. They have numbers. Driving. Left side. And second try. So get off the miss. And one. Anderson tried to take the charge. Something was called as he fell to the ground. It should have been a block against Anderson. But they allow the play to continue. So didn't do a good job of calling that towards the end of the play. Kern missed his first attempt. He got his shot back. He put it up and made an and one. Free throw on the way to finish off the three-point play is good. He has eight now, five here in this quarter, and it's 25-20. Frankfurt trying to grow their lead, but Washington County playing very pesky here, not going away. 2.5 left to go second quarter. Again, our score, 25-20, Frankfurt leading Washington County here in Frankfurt. Crossover dribble for Smith. Lost control of it, but it goes right to Anderson. Gets a screen open, three off the dribble, no good. Long rebound in the corner for Ledoux. He'll bring it up himself on the far side. As they work left to right, cross the tie line. Three ball, and Otot dribbled it after he went up in the air. Good defense by Colvin to close out. He caused a turnover. Olsen back in the game in for Colvin. 2:11 now left to play second quarter. Trying to get it back to a three-possession lead. Far side wing catch, Anderson, pick and roll for Loizzo, get him open, layup, good! Lane Loizzo again. His fifth field goal make, he has 12, it's 27-20. Nice crossover dribble, Huckett, he drives, lays up and in. Knocked past Olsen, beautiful move from the 6'1" sophomore. And a nice response to get the lead back down to 5. Anderson, or the fifth, pull-up jumper, that's no good off the dribble. On a 15-footer from the free throw line, rebound. Hold in by Wirtz. Chance for the Tigers to make it a one-possession deficit. Near side wing, Ledoux. Defended by Loizzo. Dribbles towards the middle. Puts up his dribble. Cross-court pass to Berman. Far side wing. Defended by Olsen. Dribbles to his left. Low post catch. Huckett in trouble. He's double-teamed. And reach-in is the call. Arms got tangled up. And a 1-1 free throw is coming up for Monty Huckett. That one's going to go against Rosequist, that'll be his second. 1:19 left to go, second quarter, it's 27-22. Chance to cut it to a one-possession deficit if he can make both of these. Front end of the 1-1 on the way is no good, and rebound hauled in by Carter Olsen. Wildcats catch a break. Screen to go with his right for Smith. Loizzo now far side corner for Anderson. Pulls up off the dribble for three, no good. And one-hand rebound by Austin Wirtz. 1 minute remaining. Wirtz will hand it to Berman. Signals for him to clear out to go to the far side wing. Berman dribbles to the near side corner. Passes off the foot of Anderson. Trying to get inside the Cardenas. Inbound to come. Near side corner. With Ledoux throwing it in. The 5'10 senior. We'll get it into Berman to another senior with 50 seconds. Berman goes left, gets hit in the arm, nothing called, heard that slap all the way from here. Able to get it out to the perimeter, though, on the pass. Off a screen, Berman makes a catch near side wing, didn't have room to shoot a three, though. Head ball catch for Dinez, got reached in by Smith, it's loose on the floor, and a whistle, and a jump ball. Possession arrow, Frankfurt. So they force a turnover with 33.5 seconds left here, second quarter, 27-22, Frankfurt with the lead. Coach Steinlock, he calls out the play, and Smith will bring it up. Cross half court, working from the Watt rather than the Frankfurt logo. He's defended by Berman. Jab step towards him, now he retreats back to the logo. 15 seconds left now. Oh, and he was looking, he's taken away by Berman. 10 seconds left, Ledoux, three in transition, call it! 5 seconds left, the inbound is off the foot! Of Harden and a foul against Frankfurt. Had a chance to go up by three possessions before the break, but instead now a chance for Washington County to tie the game as Octavian Cardenas will go to the free throw line to shoot 1-1 with 2 seconds left. That foul was committed by Trent Harden. That is his second. The inbound was to Harden, and he wasn't looking for it. It went off of his knee and right to Octavian Cardenas. The 5'10 sophomore, again, a chance to tie the game. And now what are they calling? Looks like they're actually, they're going to say this was an offensive foul, so no free throws. So 2 seconds on the inbound near half court for Washington County instead of two free throws here. A break for Frankfurt possibly. Here's the inbound to Otot, fires away to three, off the backboard, no good from the near side corner. Exciting first half, Frankfurt holds on to a 2-point lead at the break. We'll step aside for our halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires here at 92.1 KMZA.
Some tire shops give you a whole $5 off if you put their sticker in your back window. Guess that's their way of saying sorry for overcharging you. Now that's sticker shock. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to really save on tires. And with Wilson's Direct Price Match Guarantee, they'll not only match the best price you find, they'll beat it by 10% or more. Get out of town and save at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilsonsdirecttires.com.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
During the month of February, Americans see the human heart as a symbol of love. Did you know February is American Heart Month? It's a time to show yourself the love. Learn your risk for heart disease and stroke and stay heart healthy for yourself and for your loved ones. Cardiovascular disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together. Home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent. Which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru? How about you?
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
At the half, Frankfurt leading Washington County 27-25. Taking a look at your individual stats from the first half versus for the Tigers. 8 points apiece for Austin Wirtz and Carson Kern. 5 points for Peyton LeDuc and 2 points apiece for Jaden Otot and Monty Huckett. As for Frankfurt, leading the way in scoring is Lane Loizzo. He has 12. He had 10 points in that second quarter. 6 points apiece for Wes Anderson and Tyler Smith, and 3 points for Porter Colvin. Well, it's been a fun first half so far, and it by 3-pointers for Frankfurt in that first quarter, including a buzzer beater to end that first quarter by Ty Smith. And then in the second quarter, all 10 of Frankfurt's points came from Lane Loizzo. As for Washington County, they were able to get back in the game with some nice baskets from Carson Kern, who had 5 points in that second quarter, and some big-time three-pointers, including one from Peyton LeDuc towards the end of the half. It was a 5-point lead for the Tigers, and Frankfurt had a chance to take a 3-possession lead into the break, but instead of that, it was a turnover on a steal from It was Austin Wirtz who got the steal, or excuse me, Brett Berman got the steal, and then Peyton LeDuc in transition hit the three, and the inbound went off of the leg of Trent Harden. It was a steal by Octavian Cardenas, and it looked like it might have been an opportunity to tie it up. It was a foul against Frankfurt, but instead, they said it was an offensive foul, and even though they didn't really have possession, so I'm not quite sure still why that call was called the way it was, but they were unable to make a buzzer beater. And that is where we stand. So it's been back and forth. It's been a very exciting first half. And again, 27-25 is our score. Taking a look elsewhere in terms of the standings in the Washington County Substate, Clifton Clyde 17-2. The number one seed, Osborne, is the two seed at 16-2. Blue Valley, the three seed at 15-3. Lakeside Downs is the four seed at 10-9. Rock Hill is the five seed at 8-10. Washington County is there at the six at 5-14. They'll be on the road for their opponent to be announced, or to be determined, I guess. And Frankfurt is the seventh seed as of right now at 2-16. Those teams are locked in into their positions no matter what happens for the rest of the way. Considering, I mean, this is the final game of the season for the Tigers. Frankfurt only one game after tonight, and that is on Monday. With the top three, there's any sort of rotation that could happen. It's basically just trying to figure out who is playing who. We kind of know who the home teams are. It's going to be Lakeside Downs, Blue Valley, Osborne hosting in the quarterfinal round with Clifton Clyde as of right now getting a bye. And either one of those three teams could end up with that bye. It'll be very interesting to see how that all shapes out. In the TBL standings, we could have one. I mean, there's still a few teams that are still in this race. Clifton Clyde, they are currently first. They're still unbeaten, 17-2 overall. Axtell is number two in the TBL. They are 10-1 and 15-4. Number three is Blue Valley. They are 9-2 and 15-3. Tied for fourth is Hanover and Centralia with the Wildcats at 9-3 and the Panthers at 8-2. Hanover is 15-5 overall. Centralia is 12-6 overall. And then Troy, they are right there as well at in sixth place at 8-3. They have gotten red hot towards the end of the season. They are 14-5. And then places 7 through 13 are all under 500. In the TVL standings, starting off with Valley Heights, they're in seventh. They are 3.5 games back of sixth at 4-6, 8-11 overall. Onega is 4-7, 7-11 overall. In ninth is Lynn at 3-7, 6-11 overall. Wetmore also 6-11 overall. They are 3-9 in tenth place in TVL play. And there is Washington County. They are in 11th at 2-10 in TVL play, 5-14 overall. Jonathan West is in 12th at 1-11, 1-17. And Frankfurt still looking for their first TBL win, 0-12, but 2-16 overall with a couple wins back in early December. Let's go and set it to a quick 2-minute break. We'll come back with second half action here on your Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmelzley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
Hi, this is Joyce Sedbeck, the nurse and operator for Oakley Place of Seneca, which is a new 12-bed adult care home. At Oakley Place, we maintain a 1-staff-to-4 resident ratio, and we are currently looking for exceptional certified nurse aides and certified medication aides to join our team. If you want to work in an environment where you have the time to truly make a difference, apply online at www.oakleyplacecare.com or call 785-334-6000.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Getting ready for the second half between Washington County and Frankfort. You're from Frankfort. Our score, 27-25, with the home team currently in front. And you could argue that it should be tied because at the very end of that second quarter, there was a foul against Frankfort that looked to me like it should have been a 1-1, but instead they said it was an offensive foul, despite Frankfort not really gaining possession. I mean, it was turned over on the inbound. It went off the leg of Trent Harden and was loose and was picked up by Cardenas in the reach-in. So I'm not quite sure about that call still, but either way, 27-25 is our score. And Blaine the Wiseau, the main reason why Frankfort is currently in this game. He scored all 10 of Frankfort's points in the second quarter, and he has 12 for the game. Wes Anderson, Tyler Smith, both with 6 apiece, a couple of three-pointers back in the first quarter. And for Washington County, 8 points apiece for Carson Kern and Austin Wirtz. Loizo, Olsen, Anderson, Rosequist, and Smith in for the Wildcats. Meanwhile, Coach Robert Smith's guys are still waiting to come out on the floor. Looks like it's going to be, let's take a look here, Berman, Otot, Wirtz, LeDuc, and Kern. Tigers have the ball first, and we are underway here in quarter number 3. Berman brings it up, defended by Anderson. Goes to his right, gives it to Otot, far side wing. Looking inside for Kern, who's posting up on Rosequist. Low jumper, LeDuc, 16-footer, it's off the glass, and through from straight away. And LeDuc picking up where he left off, he has 7. Had that three-pointer off the steal towards the end of the half. Trying to get a screen for Olsen in the corner with Smith with the ball from the top of the key. Can't get it to him, so dribbles to the near side wing. Defended by Berman, dribbles to the middle. Gives it up after a drive to Anderson for 3. He got it, far side wing. Wes Anderson would love to get him going here in this third quarter. He has 9. Trying to respond quickly. Otot for 3. That's good off the backboard and through. Jaden Otot, his first 3 of the night. He has 5. We are tied 30-30. 7:08 remaining in the third quarter. Anderson gives up to Rosequist to Smith. Far side. Pull-up jumper. 15-footer. Far side. Elbow rattles around. No good. And a foul against Rosequist on the rebound. Rosequist with his third personal foul. And team foul number 1, of course, of the half. Trent Harden will come in for him. Berman will bring it up for Washington County looking for a lead here. Looking for their first lead since it was 10-8. Crossover dribble. Wirtz, LeDuc, back to Wirtz. And a good job, Smith, reaching in and getting all ball. It's a tie-up. And possession arrow goes to Frankfurt. So Smith forces a turnover. Swing to his right, to the wing, Smith. Catch made by Anderson, 3 balls straight away, it's good! The 5'10 freshman again knocks another one home, he has 12. Otot trying to respond once again, he drives and kicks. LeDuc, near side corner, now to Berman. Near side wing, gives it back to LeDuc. From the corner, drives baseline, pass to Lizo, lost it underneath the basket, tough angle. Shut up, no good, too strong, and out of bounds, it was through a couple of hands. So it's out of bounds. It'll stay with the Tigers. 33-30 Frankfort lead. Here's the inbound. To Wirtz, far side wing. We're already 2 minutes into the third quarter. Berman, crossover dribble. Defended by Anderson. Now to Kern. Nice little sketch. LeDuc, hands it back. 3 ball. Kern. No good left side. Rebound Anderson. The freshman looking to push. Near side wing, crossover dribble, pass to Wiseau, gives it back to Olsen. Far side corner, going middle is Smith, to the Wiseau, now near side for Olsen. Goes middle, pass back. Far side Anderson. Pull up three-pointer off the dribble. That one's no good at the left side. The rebound goes to the right side. And hauled in by Kern of Washington County. Gresson is left with that third three. And a whistle on a travel on the drive from the corner by Jade Notop. Colvin will check in for Olsen for Frankfurt. Coach Steinlogge calls out the play, trying to extend their lead once again. Crossover dribble, Anderson. It's a Harden, now far side for Colvin. Goes middle, stops at the elbow, back to Loizzo, near side for Smith. Trying to get some screens to get Harden free in the post. Anderson tries another, and that one is good! Anderson has 9 points here in the third quarter, not even halfway through, and it's 36-30. Quickly the other way, a Kern drive kick. Otot, Berman now works. Berman middle, and whistle. Timeout called by Coach Smith. Tigers were a bit out of control in that possession. Timeout's going to be called. It'll be a full timeout, 36-30. Frankfurt leading at home, 4:37 left to go here in quarter number three. You're on your game of the week on 92.1 KMZA.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
KMZA.
36-30 lead for Frankfurt against Washington County. Tigers have the ball out of the break. Trying to respond against Frankfurt, who has really gotten hot here. Xander Hole back in for Frankfurt. Here's Berman. Far side wing. Deep three for Wirtz. That one is good! About 5 feet from beyond the arc for Austin Wirtz. He's the first Tiger with double-digit scoring. He's got 11. It's back to 36-33. Loizzo's going to try one. That one's off the right side. No good. Rebound. Hauled in by Kern. I think the Wildcats are feeling it right now. Trying to push the other way. Huckett driving baseline. He's blocked from behind. Rebound by Holt. Excuse me. Outlet pass to Smith. He'll bring it up. Near side wing for Anderson. Screen by Loizzo. Goes to the middle. Defended by Huckett. Loizzo posting up. Hits the catch. Near side. It's blocked. And the reach-in is called against Berman, who tried to sneak around for a double team. That'll be his first personal foul. And our first team foul as well. 3:42 left to go, third quarter. 36-33, Frankfurt leading Washington County. Nobody there to inbound it for the Wildcats, so the official placed the ball on the floor and started counting. They're able to get it in, though. Driving kick in the corner. Good for Wes Anderson. Who else? He has all 12 of the team's points this quarter. His fourth three of the quarter. His sixth of the game, he has 18 points. Trying to respond. That one is good. And this is a three-point shooting fest as Carson Kern connects for Washington County. And it's 39-36. Who said this was going to be a low-scoring game? Driving middle is Anderson. Kick out. Loizzo. Top of the key. Dribbles to the near side of wing. Hands it off. Anderson with the ball. He gets the hole. Pass fake. Now gives up to Harden. Excuse me. That's Colvin. Driving kick. Loizzo. Top of the key. Near side for Smith. Gets the screen, goes to the middle, crossover dribble, pull-up jumper, mid-range jumper, no good, too strong. Rebound by Wirtz. Tigers, chance to take the lead right here, and off the heel, no good. Beg your pardon, that would have tied it. As they're down by three, and a rebound by Loizzo. That was a quick trigger from Brett Berman, no good from the far side wing. Far side wing. Wing-to-wing pass, Colvin goes to the light zone. That's Euro step off and left it through. Get him going, his first basket of the quarter. 41-36, Frankfurt. 2:25 to go, third quarter. And that pass is stripped. Taken away, Anderson, 2-on-2. Fast break, and he's fouled going up. Reach in against Berman. That'll be a second personal foul. And two free throws coming up for Wes Anderson, who is an 86.4% free throw shooter. First time him at the stripe tonight. First one rattles home. Trent Harden will check in for Xander Hull. That is Wes Anderson's first points that don't come from a three-pointer. He's got 19. Second one's on the way. Short. Cardenas with the rebound after is briefly touched up by Trent Harden. So 42-36, Frankfurt leading at home against Washington County. Wildcats looking for their first CBL victory this season. And Wirtz dribbled it off his own foot. It's loose on the ground. Smith dives on it. It's going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow favors Washington County. Robert Smith, head coach for Washington County, has words of instruction for Wirtz to almost commit a turnover. He'll give it to Otak. Working from about 35 feet away from the basket. To his left, to the wing, into the corner. Long two on the way. Way off the mark. Air ball by Austin Wirtz. Rebound Frankfurt. Here's Loizzo with a head of steam. Drives middle. Turn around. Jumper. Fade away. Off the rim. No good. Offensive rebound. Harden. Taking the putback to go. It's loose on the floor. Moving on by Harden. Loose and picked up by Colvin, who hands it off to Smith. Anderson for three. Oh, this place would have exploded if that went in so good. And a whistle of foul against Frankfurt on the rebound. And Steinloggy clapping it up for his team. Great effort by both teams on that play right there. And that's going to go against Trent Harden. That's going to be his third foul. Team foul number two. Both teams with two fouls apiece. He'll come to the bench, and so will Smith, who's kind of moving his shoulder in a way signifying that he injured it somehow, as Olsen and Hull are back in the game for the Wildcats as well. Still 42-36, Frankfurt, 1:15 to go, third quarter. Otak to the corner for Huckett. Near side corner, Otak. Cardenas back to Otak. So he's moving the ball, the Duke with it. One dribble, gives it back to Huckett. Moving the far side with it. Karn, shut up. No good, but he's fouled. Looks like somebody was trying to take a charge. Was it Anderson? No, it was actually Loizzo, who kind of half-heartedly took that charge. Instead of falling over, he kind of just took a couple steps back. And as a result, it's a blocking foul. His second personal. First free throw up and good for Carson Kern. He has 12 points. 59 seconds left now. Second one on the way. And that one, side of the rim for a little bit, falls in. So it's 42-38 now in favor of Frankfurt. Substitution. And checking in for the first time tonight is Joel Hoover, 5'11 senior. He'll defend Xander Hull. Inbound to Anderson. And Loizzo giving Huckett a little bit of a shove as he's defending Anderson the full way. Now we'll try to screen for him again. Double team, pick and roll. Loizzo makes the catch, sidesteps the man, kicks it out. Olsen. Olsen drives. He pulls up. Good. 12 footer for Carter Olsen. And it's his first basket of the day. 44-38. Here's a handoff. Cardenas. He'll drive on hold. Kick out. Three ball. Turn. Far side corner. That one's short. Sits up in the air. Rebound by Hoover. He gets out to Huckett. He drives middle and he carried it. 25 seconds left and Frankfurt gets the ball back. Can they capitalize on a last possession? Unlike what happened in the second quarter when they turned it over and almost gave up the lead. Xander Hull coming to the bench. Ty Smith back in the game. Again, 25 seconds left. Here's the inbound. Anderson across that court. Smith comes to the near side corner. 15 seconds left. Hand off. Smith gets the screen from the Wiseau, goes to the middle. Anderson makes the catch near side wing. Drives baseline. Pull up jumper with 7 seconds left. Short in the air. Offensive rebound for Colvin. Picked out. Wide open three. And rattles out of there for Olsen at the buzzer. And don't go anywhere, folks. We've got an exciting fourth quarter coming up. It's 44-38. 17 points scored that quarter by Frankfurt. And 13 for Washington County. Step aside for a minute here on your game of the week, a 92.1 KMZA.
This winter, use your time inside your home to remodel a room. Let Suther Building Supply in Seneca show you their vast selection of interior improvement supplies. They have the flooring choices and trim to take that old room and turn it into something very special. Their Valspar paint can easily change the look and feel of a room too. So why wait? Head into Suther Building Supply in Seneca and see their displays of all the products to help give you the ideas to turn that old room into a special place. That's Suther Building Supply in Seneca.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Still in this one as we start the fourth quarter, 44-38, Frankfurt with the lead and the ball. Back underway, Wes Anderson with 19 points. He scored 13 in that quarter. Harris a little bit of reach in by Otot. He's poked it free, but they get it back. Drive middle, Loizzo kick out. Anderson, head fake. He blows by a defender. Nice up off for Loizzo. He dribbled it off of somebody's foot. It's loose, picked up by the Tigers. Otot going the other way in transition. Passes behind his 10 target. I think he was looking for Hoover. He is moving with a head of steam. It wasn't very far from him, though, and that wild pass goes out of bounds to Frankfurt. Also, 14 points for Lane Loizzo. 12 points for Carson Kern and 11 for Austin Wirtz. Your side win catch for Smith. Off the dribble. Goes to the middle. They look inside instead of giving up to Loizzo top of the key. Anderson far side wing. Trying to get a do a give and go. Pass the bucket by Huckett. And Anderson gets it right back. And a tough pass somehow threads the needle to Olsen. Blocked from behind by Kern. Going the other way. Looking to push. Huckett drives from the baseline. That shot's no good. Rebound Hoover. His putback is short, but he's fouled. How about Joel Hoover for Washington County coming in for the first time late in the third quarter. Makes some good stops. Grabbing some key rebounds as well. And he'll go to the line and shoot two after the fourth personal foul by Fred Rosequist. First free throw is good. Trent Harden back in the game. He will check in for Rosequist with 7:03 to play. That one rattles out of there, spinning around the rim. Rebound the Wiseau. So the score stays 44-39 in favor of Frankfurt. Harden was calling for it on the opposite side of the court. Anderson on the far side. Entry pass to Loizzo stolen away. Kern jumped in front of it. Some forced passes from Frankfurt so far. LeDuc's going to fire a three off the dribble, and it's good from straight away. Peyton LeDuc with the tray makes it a two-point game. It's 44-42. And a timeout called by Coach Steinlogge. Full timeout step aside for 60 seconds here in your game of the week on 92.1 KMZA.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528, 336-3528.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru? How about you?
Kansaland Radio.
44-42, Frankfurt leading at home against Washington County with 6:33 left to play in the game. Frankfurt with the ball as Olsen will give it up to Loizzo top. He dribbles to the far side wing. Hand it off to Smith. Girls off it to go to the middle. Harden, a couple pass fakes, gives to Olsen near side corner. Drives baseline. Over Wirtz, shut up, no good over double. Team single nearby the Lizo. He holds it in, he's fouled on the floor. Team foul number 3 against Washington County. That one's going to go against Kern, and it's only his first. Only their 5th foul all game as well. Loizzo to inbound, lob it up. Far side elbow to Smith. They'll give it right down to Loizzo. Foul and one. Falling away, makes the shot in the middle of the paint. Loizzo now has 16. Him and Wes Anderson have combined it for 35 points. Loizzo back to the free throw line, his second trip. Again, coming into tonight, 72%. On these uncontested 15-footers. That one's up, and off the left side, no good. Tipped up in the air. Offensive rebound by Ty Smith. Give it to Anderson. He had 4 3-pointers in the third quarter. He has 19 on the game. He'll get up to Olsen. Olsen. Harden goes back to Anderson, far side wing. The freshman dribbles. Gives up his dribble now to Smith. Near the half-court logo, now to Olsen, near side wing. Defended by Kern. Goes baseline, gets past him, layup, good, and one! Got hit from behind, and with a fantastic finish, gets the hoop and the arm. Carter Olsen, the 4th leading scorer, has been kind of quiet tonight, averaging 6.3 a game. He now has 4 on the night. To make it 5 here, make it a 3-possession game if he can make this. It's on its way and good, it's 49-42. 5:41 to play. Washington County, can they respond? Kern, Wirtz. Top of the key now for Huckett. Right back to Wirtz, in the corner for Kern. Cutting in the paint is Wirtz, falling away, deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with Frankfurt. These two teams right around their season average scoring. 49 right now for Frankfurt. They average 45 a game. Washington County, they average 47 a game. They have 42. Still 5.5 left to play. Corner catch for Leduc. He's been on fire tonight. He has 10. To Wirtz. Give it up. Kern fires a 3. Off the left side, no good. Rebound. Called in by Carter Olsen of Frankfurt. Looking to expand their lead. Anderson. Near side wing. Goes by Huckett. Gets bumps. And he'll be on the floor with a foul. He went up with the shot, but not going to get the call. Team foul number 4 against the Tigers. Second personal against Peyton Leduc. Inbounder is Olsen. Gives to Loizzo, short corner, handed off to Smith for 3, and that didn't look good coming out of his hands. It's an air ball, and a rebound for Wirtz. Up ahead to Huckett. Gets past the defender who tried to sneak past, and it'll be a blocking foul as he goes up, misses a shot. Huckett's defender trying to get the steal, so he's able to get past him. He had a head of steam. Took it into the paint. It's a good try. He's trying to get a charge for Loizzo. Instead, it's going to be his 3rd foul. Team foul number 5. First free throw is good for Huckett. And timeout's going to be called by Coach Smith. We'll step aside. 49-43. Frankfurt with a 6-point lead. 4:54 to play. This will be a 60-second timeout here on 92.1 KMZA.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8:00. Noon.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
KMZA.
Free throw for Huckett out of the break is no good at the left side. Rebound for Lane Loizzo of Frankfurt as the Wildcats lead 49-43. 4:49 left to play. Smith gets a screen from Anderson. Uses it, goes to the far side. Gets to Anderson. He's going to fire the three. No good at the left side. Rebound for Otak. Anderson hasn't made a three this quarter. Made four last quarter. Part of a 13-point third quarter. Three ball on the way for Kern. That one is good. Big time three-pointer for Carson Kern. He has 15. It's back to one possession game. They beat the press. Now pass deflected off the hand of Kern out of bounds. Looks like it might have been deflected off of Loizzo. It's very close. But they'll give the ball to Frankfurt. Inbound will be in the corner. Olsen will do the inbounding. Yeah, trying to get somebody open here. Nobody getting open, and they'll just lob it up top and a whistle and timeout called by Gutsteinlogi, a smart one. It'll be a full timeout, 4:21 left to play. So 60-second break here on your game of the week, 92.1 KMZA.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
As a farmer, you know you can never have too many tools. And when it comes to risk management, there's one vitally important tool, crop insurance. Your Rain and Hail independent agent can help you use crop insurance as a risk management tool to protect your business. To learn about the insurance tools available, call your local SBS insurance agent. You'll get crop insurance service from an agent that will help you protect what matters most. This agency is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
KMZA.
49-46. Frankfurt holding on to a three-point lead at home against Washington County. 4:21 left to play. Wildcats with the ball out of the break. Loizzo makes a catch on the inbound. Goes up and he's fouled. So the 6'2 sophomore once again back to the free throw line after the third personal foul committed by Carson Kern. That's team foul number 7. First free throw is good. After missing his last one, now 3 for 4 from the free throw line tonight. Second one's up and good. You know, as 18, it's 51-46. Tigers would love a basket right here. Trying to stay within one possession. Works off a screen. Pulls up. Long two. It's no good. And nice rebound by Trent Harden. Smith dribbles to the near side wing. Crossover dribble. Drives. Jump stop. Pull up jumper. A little bit too strong. Rebound to Wiseau. Falling away. Blocked by Works. Another offensive rebound. Shot up. Good off the glass by Trent Harden. Big time for the 6 foot sophomore's first basket of the game. It's 53-46. Back to a three-possession lead for Frankfurt. And Otak shuffled his feet as he caught the ball to travel. That's his second traveling violation of the game. And now for Colvin, for Frankfurt, will check in. He'll come in for Trent Harden, who will get some high fives from his bench, and certainly so after that fantastic rebound and putback. 3:38 to go. 53-46. Frankfurt. As West Anderson handling it. Dribbles to the near side short corner. Now Smith, and a pass to Colvin, to Olsen, is too high, it's out of bounds. So a rare passing mistake from Frankfurt. Can Washington County capitalize here? Works, brings it up, gets screened by Huckett, gets up to Kern in the corner near side. Back to Works. The Duke was open in the corner, didn't get it to him though. Hand off. Otai, he'll try a three, that's way off the mark. It's air ball out of bounds. As soon as that ball left his hand, he could tell that was going to be an air ball. Whether or not it was going to be up the side of the backboard or short, and it was short. 3:10 left to play. And Fred Rosequist will check into the game with four personal fouls. He'll come in for Carter Olsen. Rest is being brought on by the Tigers. Colvin to inbound. They'll bounce it in to Smith. Defended by Otot. Gives it back to Anderson. Across the three-point line. And pass deflected from Rosquist, but finds hands of Loizzo just in time across to Smith. And gets to the wing, and had a poke free by Wirtz, and it will stay with it. Smith now coming to the near side. Passes batted down by Wirtz. Grabbed in by Smith, a little bit of reach and out call. Gets through a double team. Shut him up, glass is too strong though. Rebound by Huckett. Fantastic move by Smith, going the other way now for Washington County. Wirtz goes baseline, retreats to the back of the corner. That's the top of the key. Otot drives in the middle. Off the glass, no good, but he's fouled. And two free throws. Two big ones coming up, trying to make this a two-possession game once again. 16 foul against Frankfurt. Now we'll go against Wes Anderson. That'll be his second. First one on the way. No good. On the left side of the rim to the right, and then popping out to the left side. 2:33 left to go, 53-46, the score. Frankfurt with the lead. That makes it a two-possession game as he makes it 53-47. Trying to get across half court. And pass deflected up in the air, loose in the corner. And saving it. No, not able to save it. Wirtz cannot save it. It'll go out of bounds. And Frankfurt will get it in the corner. The defense by the Tigers, almost getting the payoff, but not quite. As Olsen back in the game for Porter Colvin. Inbounder is Smith. They give it to Olsen on the near side wing. Gets a screen from Rosquist, doesn't use it though. Goes near side, whistle, and a blocking foul. It's going to go against Kern as Olsen drove baseline. Now the Carson Kern's fourth personal foul, and he's foul number 8. So free throw's coming up. Olsen coming in to tonight. A 55% free throw shooter. It's no good, and Rosequist gets the missed free throw, and a jump ball on his foot back. So the possession arrow goes to Washington County. Big stop for the Tigers. 53-47. Tigers down by 6, two-possession game, make it 3, get back within 3 points. Wirtz is to Huckett in the corner, back to Wirtz, top of the key to Kern, on your side for LeDuc. Excuse me, for Otot. Otot drives baseline, he's fouled, and 1! Off the glass, falling away towards the baseline, Otot banks it home in his first basket of the quarter. He has 8. 53-49, 1:56 left to go. And a foul by Anderson is his third. Team foul number 7. So both teams are in the bonus the rest of the way. Here's a free throw from the 5'7 senior for Washington County, Jaden Otot. It's no good. Rebound hauled in by Loizzo. So it stays a two-possession game. Olsen across half court. Defended by Otot. Gets past him. Stops just outside the block. Out to Loizzo. Close dry baseline. Jump stop. Off the glass. Good! Tough move for Loizzo, looking like his second quarter self. He's the first player to 20, and it's 55-49. Berman had a look and said he gets up to LeDuc. Step back three off the dribble. Good! Oh, my goodness! That was about 4 feet from beyond the arc. A step back off the dribble three-pointer. It's 55-52. 1:15 left to play. Across half court, here's Loizzo. Trying to hand it off to Anderson. He gives up his dribble in trouble. Defended by LeDuc. And timeout called by Coach Steinlogge. 1:08 left to play. And we'll see how long this timeout is. Again, 55-52 Frankfurt with the lead. 1:08 left to play. It will be a full timeout. So let's step aside for 60 seconds. Here, 92.1 KMZA.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have 3 styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
During the month of February, Americans see the human heart as a symbol of love. Did you know February is American Heart Month? it's a time to show yourself the love. Learn your risk for heart disease and stroke and stay heart healthy for yourself and for your loved ones. Cardiovascular disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Franker leads 55-52. They get the ball out of the break, trying to get that lead expanded. Smith, defended heavily by Leduc, dribbles the far side wing, gives it to Loizzo. Near side wing for Olsen. Olsen, in the hand checked and fouled by Berman, who put his hands on his jersey. And that will be 1-1 free throws coming up for Carter Olsen. His team foul number 9, and Berman's third personal. 53.5 seconds left. Eight free throws up here for Olsen, and now substitution. Kern comes back into the game to come in for Berman. Kern has 4 personal fouls, so keep an eye on him. Front end of the 1-1 for Olsen. Made his last free throw. That one's too strong, no good. Sits up in the air. Ball batted around. Rebound by Ota. Looking to push. Tigers bring it up across half court. Coming back to work. Now setting up the play. 45 seconds left. Here's Kern. Into the corner. Otai with a catch. Dribbles to the middle. Kick out Kern. Fires away to 3. Short. No good. Long rebound. Hold in by Rosequist, and he's fouled. 2 free throws coming up for Fred Rosequist, who has not scored here yet tonight. He's kind of been out of it because of his foul trouble. The 6'1 freshman has a chance to make it a 2-possession game with 35 seconds left. Timeout's going to be called by Washington County. It's a 30-second timeout. So go ahead and give you a reminder that coming up next Tuesday will be in Centralia as the Panthers will host the Axel Eagles. Owen Dieters, what a season she's had. Axel, a very young girls team. As for the boys game, oh boy, what a matchup that's going to be. Trenton Sally. It's been unbelievable this season, averaging over 15 a game. Isaac Detweiler for the Eagles has been phenomenal. CBL tournament champions. How about that to finish off the regular season? Unfortunately, it does not count towards either of the sub-state records because the sub-states are going to be set on Saturday. I'm not quite sure why Acacia does it that way, but that is how they are doing things. Axel 10-1, second and TBL gave back a Clifton Clyde, who's 11-0, and Centralia tied for 4th at 8-2. So here we go. 2 free throws here for Carter Olsen, and the first one is no good, and some of the players thought it was 1-1. So we'll get one more here after that miss. 34.6 seconds left is what they have on the clock now. 55-52, Frankfurt with the lead. See the Rosequist from the free throw line. Second one's up. That one is good. Big free throw for Fred Rosequist. 56-52. Leduc gives up to work. Near side corner, Kern. Dribbles to the wing. And Leduc. Pass fake, 3 on the way. No good. Popping out of there. Rebound Rosequist. Outlet is to Olsen. 20 seconds left. Another back to Anderson. Need to get across half court. And now they'll foul him. With 13 seconds left. And Frankfurt looking like they're going to get their first TBL win of the regular season. Wes Anderson has not scored yet this quarter. He has 13 points in the third quarter. First free throw on the way. Good. He gets to 20. Him and Layla Wiseau both 20 points apiece. 57-52 now the score. Second one's up. That one is good. 58-52, 13.1 seconds left. Clock has not started. Here's a long 3 and short. Rosequist with a rebound. That led to Olsen with 7 seconds left. Looks like that is going to be it. Frankfurt is going to get their first win in CBL play. 58-52 is the final exciting one here from Frankfurt. We'll wrap it up and find our player of the game coming up next here on your game of the week, 92.1. KMZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
So I switched my insurance to State Farm, and get this. I talked to an actual State Farm agent who lives in my actual town, and get this. My actual agent in my actual town gave me actual help with the coverage I needed, and get this. My actual agent in my actual town who gave me actual help actually knows my name. And get this, they actually say it's called service.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
In a recent survey, 43% of people did not buy life insurance because they were worried about making the wrong decision. Hi, this is Kirby Schmelsley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus. We know that life insurance can be confusing, but be assured, the Knights of Columbus is an organization that earns the highest ratings from independent rating services while maintaining ethical standards. Knights of Columbus agents are Catholic advisors working with Catholic families. Come see me, Kirby Schmelsley, at 416 Main Street in Seneca.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
KMZA.
Frankfort wins over Washington County. Final score 58-52. An exciting fast-paced, high-scoring game here. And let's go ahead and take a look at some of our score totals from this evening. First, for the Tigers, leading the way for Washington County in scoring was Carson Kern. He had 15 points in the loss. Also, 13 points for Peyton LeDuc. He had 2 3-pointers in the fourth quarter. Fortunately for them, it wasn't quite enough. Austin Wirtz had 11 points with 8 of those in the first half. 8 points for Jade Notot. 3 points for Monty Huckett and a free throw for Joel Hoover. As for Frankfort, leading the way in scoring with 21 points was Wes Anderson, the freshman. He had 4 3-pointers in the third quarter for a 13-point quarter. He had 2 of them at the beginning of the game as well in the first quarter, so he had 6 threes and 4 free throws for 21 points. Also, 20 points for Lane Loizo, the 6'2 sophomore forward, dominated inside and was able to get 10 points in the second quarter. He had 6 in the fourth quarter. Also, 6 points for Tyler Smith, who had a pair of threes in the first quarter. 5 points for Carter Olson, who had all those in the second half. 3 points for Porter Colvin and 2 for Trent Harden. And a free throw for Fred Rosequist. Let's now get to our player of the game. Well, today, I know it's not too traditional to do this. I'm going to make it players of the game because I can't count either of these guys out. It's got to be Wes Anderson and Lane Loizo, giving them both the Player to Bank On award from Farmers State Bank. They were unbelievable tonight, both of them, and it took unbelievable performances from them both to get their first league win of the season. Sometimes that's what it takes. You have to be at your absolute best to scratch and claw your way to win in one of the best leagues in the entire state as they get the win here tonight. Final score 58-52. And that's going to do it for us. Hope you have a great weekend. Thanks so much for listening. Kurt, shout out to you for holding down the fort as always and making it sound good today. I'm here in Sluppy. And once again, your final score. First for the girls, a recap, 44-25. Frankfurt wins that one. And then Frankfurt boys win 58-52 here on senior night from Frankfurt. That's going to do it for us. Thank you so much for tuning in here on your Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA.